You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 243, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. And I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, my guest today says our time reflects our priorities. And joining me on today's show is Crystal Bro. Crystal is a life or a Christian life purpose and wellness coach, as well as a speaker. And she coaches women and speaks to churches and businesses on how they can confidently live your purpose, manage your time, and live healthily. Now, on today's show, Crystal's going to share that we have purpose in every season of our life. Sometimes we get caught up in waiting for the big, that we are not faithful with the now. Oh, so true. Crystal, can't wait to dive into that. She's going to talk about true confidence comes from knowing our identity and from, you know, who we are in Christ. So important. She's also going to talk about two things that can block fulfilling our purpose if we're not mindful of them. Firstly, knowing our identity is in Christ. And secondly, understanding our current season of life and so much more. Welcome to the show, Crystal. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm so glad to be here again today. Thank you.
Oh, you are so very welcome. This is a topic I think that so many of my guests have alluded to, but we're going to dive deeply into this, talking about different seasons of our lives, and of course that, you know, when we have our focus on external things such as success, significance, things we're achieving in our business, and not centered on our identity and who Christ says, then we can get distracted and in all sorts of strife. So looking forward to diving into that. Firstly, Crystal, just give us a background on how you got into becoming a Christian life purpose and wellness coach. What was your journey?
Well, my background is corporate wellness, and I worked in executive leadership and corporate wellness for years. I left there and started my own business as a wellness coach, coaching women on how to eat healthy, exercise, manage stress, and really how to have a vision for your health and wellness. Spoke to corporations about how to be healthy, how to manage stress. And then as I really began working with women one-on-one, I began to see a lot of them struggled, as I did at one time, with really not being healthy on the inside by knowing who you are in Christ, being confident you're in your purpose and what God's calling you to do. Mm-hmm. So my passion to help women be confident in their purpose and not just focusing on being well on the outside,
yes,
led me wanting to take it deeper.
Yes.
And how do you find your purpose? But now also helping people on a larger scale as to stay purposeful in the vision God's given you as well.
What I love about that, and I can see that reflecting in my own life if I look back, when I wasn't, I'll be honest, transparent, I wasn't seeking the kingdom first, and my identity certainly wasn't centered on, you know, who Christ said I was, but rather in what was happening. So the awards and just different things, you know, in business that I was striving for. And look, it's all right to have the different goals and things, but you know what? Once I noticed I was achieving those, there was still an emptiness. Emptiness that wasn't fulfilling me, and it was like, what's going on? And I did a complete shift, and now all of these other things are happening, but it's not what really empowers me, should I say, but rather,
well,
you know,
that's
who
why promised. I'm so passionate about it, because that's some of my story too.
Is it? There you go. Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Absolutely. You know, that's my story too, is that I found my confidence in my own successes.
Yes.
My perfections allowed my confidence to be destroyed through failure,
yes,
and what I thought other people may think.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I'm so passionate to share this, to really help women break through,
mm-hmm,
this.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about our purpose in every season of life. And just like we know the seasons, we said before the beginning of the call when we weren't recording, you're in your summer, I think? You're in your summer?
I'm in fall, but it feels like summer in Texas.
Okay, so you're just about getting into that season, and so we're just getting into our spring. So we know the spring, fall. Here in Australia, we call that autumn. Of course, we've got then winter and then summer. So just we have different seasons in our lives too. Share a little bit more about this.
Well, I believe that God does create us for a purpose. And my life verse is, he who began a good work in me will continue it until the day of Jesus Christ. But as women, we go through seasons where we're in singleness, or a new wife, or a wife with children. And so I have to hold on to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, where it says we are to acknowledge the Lord in all our ways. And I think as entrepreneurs, we can get so focused on the big that we have this vision only for what we want for our business, but not a vision for what we want to be as a wife, to be as a mother, a vision for how we want our home to be. And God wants us to acknowledge those things first. Yes. God first, family. And so what happens when we don't have a vision for our relationship with God, a vision of how to be the mother he wants us to be, then our busyness and our business takes that over. Mm. So we have to stop and say, what season of life am I in? And am I acknowledging him in this season?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that. And I think we can use that analogy of seasons in how you've just portrayed it, which is so very important. And then even in our business, as you know, for some of us, we may be in startup. And as we know, when we're in startup phase, the goals and visions that we may have may be 4 years later. And I know as when I was starting off in business, you know, hired mentors and coaches, always did that. And they had achieved a certain level of success that I inspired to, you know, to, and I really wanted to achieve. And I was in a rush, in a hurry to get there. And so what you said earlier about, you know, different failures and different things that didn't work, to me, that was a real like, well, obviously I'm not destined for success or whatever. So I think that's a great reminder, isn't it? What season are we in, and what do we need to do in that season as we continue to grow? Yes.
Yes, yes. And saying first, am I acknowledging God in my, if I say I have a relationship with him, how am I acknowledging him in my time with him each day? Mm-hmm. How am I acknowledging him as a mother, as a wife, in my community, in my church? And knowing that if he has called you to a business, a bigger purpose, that's not going to go away. Mm-hmm. And that we are first to be faithful in the things right in front of us, and that he will continue. And it may not happen overnight, but if he's called you for something, it will go. He will continue it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I'm if I think back to how many years I've been in business, quite a few years. My children, my youngest one is now 22, 23, and they were young when I first started. And I absolutely can see what you're saying, is that at that stage, you know, they required more of my time. And, you know, sometimes as mums with young children, we can feel a little bit guilty, can't we, if we want to spend a little bit of time. And then when we are spending time with them, we want to go back and to their business. Yeah. We think, I really need to be doing this. But I think when we can, what you say, know what season we're in, whatever we're focusing on, be in that fully, but always be committed and knowing where God wants us to be, and have him, you know, obviously as the center focus.
Be purposeful in that moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Were there any Bible verses that that were really helpful for you? Because as people who are driven, you know, and that's knitted into us, and it can be used purposefully. God can use that purposefully. But when we're using it in the wrong way and it almost works against us, that's when we can start to become anxious. Were there some Bible verses that you found helpful?
Yes. Well, first Proverbs 3:5-6 to acknowledge him. Mm-hmm. And all, so when we get caught up on that one thing that we can allow to take over, to say, am I first acknowledging him in all of the ways he's given us at this time? And not to get overwhelmed, because that can say, well, this and this and this, but to focus on what it is right now. Yeah. And then I love the story of Nehemiah. Mm-hmm. In Nehemiah 6, where he was building the wall and of the city for his homeland, and he had all of these distractions trying to pull him away. So it goes back to our family. You know, do you have a vision and a purpose for your family like you do your business? Mm-hmm. And just like Nehemiah, to stay focused. And he says in that, in Nehemiah 6, he says, I am doing a great work. I cannot come down.
Yes.
So saying that and saying right now in this season, this is what I am doing and I will not be distracted. And I'll, if I can share too, going back about talking about our identity, because you made a great point.
Yes.
Of especially women, we do this when we see others we think are succeeding faster than we are, is to go back. One of the verses I love is 2 Corinthians 10:12, where it says, do not compare.
Yes. Yes.
That we are not. I'm going to find it and read it.
Yeah, you do that. And as you're doing that, let me share, because that I was going to segue. You know, Nehemiah had distractions. He didn't have the internet back then. And one of the greatest distractions that we have, I think as men and women, but I think women can really get stuck in this, is as we are scrolling through that, anytime we do see something that, you know, someone is achieving where we want to be, or they've just gotten something that, you know, we've maybe been working hard towards, it can sometimes, if we don't have our confidence and our identity in the right place, it can really limit us. So have you found
it's 2 Corinthians 10:12, and it says, we do not dare classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves.
Yes.
When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. So it's so easy, like you're saying, scrolling through and comparing ourselves to those that we think, and it is such a distraction. We can meditate on that as women, don't we? Did I take the wrong step? Why not me? I'm doing the wrong thing. And it can just destroy our confidence in knowing what God has said, but I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing right now, that we are not to compare ourselves to others.
Yes. Yeah. One of the things, the greatest lessons that I've learned, and it's an ongoing lesson, I think, for those of us who are driven and we like to set goals and achieve them, is to slow down and meditate. And I'm often reminded of, you know, Bible verses that say, you know, to spend time with him. And it's just having that little internal check, because it's a fine line we walk, isn't it? That even, okay, I need to do my Bible verse. Let me just do this first, and then I'm going to get on to this and this. And it's like, well, hang on a minute. Just in that moment, what are you actually saying? Let me just squeeze this in. I mean, in reality. So what are some things that maybe you've done, or again, some Bible verses that really help us to focus and come back to knowing who we are in our identity? Because I think that is one of the greatest lessons. And I think the enemy will often try and trigger us to you know, try and have us think that we are less than, or we need to do this, otherwise this won't happen. Whereas God says the opposite. So what are some things that have been really powerful for you?
Well, I think as women, one of the Bible verses that we love to use is Psalms 139:14. It says, we are wonderfully made. However, I think the things that rob women the most of confidence is feeling condemned, feeling like a failure, comparing themselves. And so the Bible verses that just ring true to me are Romans 8:1, that says there is no condemnation. And then Ephesians 1:4, where he says that the Lord called us blameless before we were ever born. So when we get down on ourselves, we have to go back to say, what does God say? He said that we are blameless, that there is no condemnation, that we are not to compare. And so what I had to learn to do, to get past that was take those Bible verses and just memorize them. I have an index card with verses, you know, for confidence, verses on identity, you know, and I can bring those out at any time and just, and, you know, just engulf ourselves in his word and memorize it. Mm-hmm. So I had to first learn to memorize scripture and to avoid the distractions, making my time with him be the very first thing of the day.
Yes. Yeah.
Before emails checked, before any social media, that has to be the first time spent with him.
Yeah. Let me ask you then, so important, I think, a lot of the Bible verses, as you said, write them down and continue to memorize them, because as we know, the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. So any time that we feel any hesitation or something come up, we just hit that negative thought with the sword of the Spirit. And I think also, too, one of the things that has been really helpful for me is any times that I do feel triggered, and it might come up, to remind yourself in that moment. Because when you start to see that he is working in your life, then things that may have triggered you or made you feel a little bit feeling like less than are not as, you know, are not as prevalent. If you found that too, as you continue to remind yourself of this?
Yeah, you have to just, as you're saying, make it a habit of fighting with the sword. Mm. That instant, no, this is what the word says. There is no condemnation. No, this is what the word says. I do not have to compare myself.
Yes.
That learning it, not just in your times of struggle, but making a part of you so that, like you're saying, when the enemy does attack, it is an automatic of, I'm not going to stand for that. Mm. I know what and that's why I'm just so passionate for women to know we have to get in that word every single day to know what God's words, what he says about us.
Yeah. You've probably noticed this in your line of work too, Crystal, is that there are so many women with incredible gifts and talents that they're just not tapping into. Let me share a story with you that really saddened me, and then I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. I remember I've mentioned on the show before that I was a career coach and did resume development for many, many years to helping clients create their resumes. And I remember about 8 years ago, I worked with a woman who had started off as an administrative person, you know, doing the filing and things like that. And she had, through her career, climbed the corporate ladder, so to speak, to start in a leadership role within the in government arena. Anyway, when I looked at her document and what she'd achieved, incredible way that she led. And then anyway, so 8 years later, she came back to me and she said, you know what? She said, I finally feel confident enough to believe that I actually am able to do what you said in my resume. She felt really uncomfortable. Now, I didn't write anything that wasn't true. How often as women we don't see the gifts and talents and strengths that we've been blessed with. Would you agree?
I would agree. And I hear so many women say, oh, that's just what I do. It's no big deal. Mm. But the Bible's very clear in Ephesians that, and Romans 12 talks about that we have been given gifts to use for others. Mm. And a lot of times we overlook those.
Yes.
And we just, women think that they're not a big deal. Mm-hmm. And then we allow the enemy like to steal our confidence, just like this woman. It could have been her fear of failure. That was my story. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I have to fight too. And what if it's not perfect? And so we have these things from our past that come up that block us from moving forward.
Yes.
And thinking, oh, I can't do that, or it's just not that big of a deal.
Yeah, yeah.
I see that all the time. It's just women downplay mm-hmm. their gifts and their talents.
Yeah, I think something that you mentioned there is so key to all of us. It's going to differ for each and every one of us. You know, your fear was around the fear of failure, as you say, and other things. What are some things that you did that enabled you to identify that? Because sometimes we want to, when we do take a step back and we can see these patterns, that then we can then dive into the Bible, find some verses that we can just, you know, with the sword, smash that down. But we need to sometimes be aware of that. I mean, obviously praying about that and asking the Holy Spirit to reveal that so that with His support we can kind of work through that. But what were some things, or maybe some things that you help clients do to be able to identify that so that we can take the steps forward?
A lot of quiet time. I think that women are so use busyness to avoid the reality of learning kind of about themselves. But learning to be quiet. I knew that this was an issue for me. So learning to be quiet and address it. The book that changed my life 12 years ago was Pathways to Purpose by Katie Brazelton. And that led to me going ahead and becoming a certified life purpose coach through Life Purpose Coaching International. And that through that book and study, that is where I realized that I thought I was confident, which I was, but I was only confident in my own successes. And this is key. I was only doing things that came natural for me and that I was good at. So I was always building my, I always felt good. I never did anything that I could possibly fail. I only did things that, and so
there's
it was
a golden nugget in there.
It is a false sense of security. So you just keep doing what you're good at and not try anything new. And so you always feel successful. So when I realized I was getting a little afraid to try something new, I had to stop and think, why is this? Why am I so afraid to try something new? And I realized then it was my fear of failure.
And I think there's some gold, there's such gold in that, because, you know, in business, if we look at business, for instance, because this is the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, you know, there may be things that we're doing really well, which we can want to continue to do, and there's things that we can outsource, or if we've got a team that we can delegate to our team. But one of the lessons that I learned was, are some of the things that I'm avoiding, are they key to the business's growth? And yes, they were, but also what are the underlying principles, as you say, that's keeping me stuck, like the fear of failure, having things to be perfect because you might be judged if you put something out there that is, you know, less than, all of this thing, that's going to impact how you show up with the strengths as well. Did you notice that when you started to identify that, the gifts and strengths, they just were able to build a bigger momentum than you ever could have hoped for had you continued just to work on what you knew were strengths? Would you agree that's...
And there was really no freedom in that. Or actually learning then, there was really no success and satisfaction because I just continued to do the same thing because it was just comfortable for me and not stepping out and really doing what I knew was in my heart, what I felt God was calling me to do, yet that fear of what if people think I'm dumb? What if, you know, they think I'm stupid? And that's when we have to go back to not comparing ourselves. Just do what you know you're supposed to do.
So true. We could talk about this for the rest of the day, I think. And it's such an important topic. And I know we've only just scratched the surface.
And it's such a process. That's the biggest thing to remember is that it is a process. No, it's not something we... especially as women get overnight.
And I think often, you know, we will have various situations happen that it's like a muscle, isn't it? If you go to the gym, you know, being able to coach people in health and wellness, when we go to the gym, we cannot expect to pick up heavy weights or do whatever, you know, sit-ups or whatever it is that we're doing. We build that up. So just like the muscles that we have, emotional muscles, they grow over time. But we have a creator, we have a miracle worker who lives inside us. So we can, with the word, as we said, and with his support, certainly work through that if we're willing to work on that. So share with us, Crystal, how can people find out more about you and, of course, the work that you do?
Well, my website is hedesignedyou.com. My Facebook is He Designed You. My Instagram is actually Crystal_G_Bro. That's BREAUX. So you can find me there. Follow me. To learn more about my one-on-one coaching, my speaking. And I do weekly devotions. So if nothing else, just follow me on Facebook and get a quick word each Friday.
Fantastic. And we'll put all of those links to connect with Crystal on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE243. Crystal, before we end the show, may I close with a word of prayer?
I would love it. Yes, okay, thank you.
Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Crystal today and be reminded that success and significance in our business and our life is not what the world says or external factors, but rather, Father, who you say we are. Father, we just want to pray for Crystal's business. Will you continue to bless her? Will you continue to bless the clients that she's working with as well? And also people who are listening and watching the show. Father, if they have not yet identified what their purpose is, or that what you are calling them for in their lives, we just want to pray for them that they will spend some quiet time, that they will dive into the Word, as Crystal has reminded us of the such importance. Dive into the Word, find the verses that will continue to speak salt and light and truth into who you say that we are, and that we continue to lean on you and into you for that ongoing strength as we continue to build kingdom businesses that honour you in every single way. Father, we just want to ask this in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. This is such an important topic, I think, and it's something that no matter how long we've been in business or how long we have been, you know, a Christian for, it is just an ongoing process, and it's a great reminder.
Yeah, we just got to learn to fight it more, fight it harder. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So thanks once again.
I definitely do not have it all together. It's a daily process.
We are a work in progress for His purpose, for sure. So thanks once again for coming on the show.
Okay, thanks, Anne-Marie.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out, be heard, influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.